Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Good, the bad, and the dumb Wednesday edition, the midweek edition. We had like two goods yesterday, but what is the good today?
Well, we did have two goods. This is one good, but with two spins on it, I guess.
Okay, no problem.
Tom Brady. Because I think he was in the good yesterday, maybe, or yeah, the bad. I don't know which.
We had a
Tom
Brady take somewhere.
But Tom Brady was made a little bit of news again yesterday. And people kind of having fun at his expense, if you will.
Okay.
First was Jerry Jones. Because, you know, we always need a Jerry Jones comment in our life. And he was asked what he would have done with the 600th touchdown ball.
They asked Jerry Jones what he would have done with the 600th touchdown ball?
Yeah, on his radio show.
Okay.
And he pretty much said that, you know, giving that ball up would be like giving up, you know, his baby. And that, you know, he would tear up. But when, you know, when he finally would be willing to give it up is when he was 90, and then he would take offers.
So if Jerry Jones was an NFL player and threw 600 passes, he would want to keep the ball like a child, but then when he left.
I think Jerry was coming from the standpoint of the fan.
Oh, okay. So if he was the fan.
If he was the fan that was given the ball.
He would have kept it till he was 90.
He would have kept it till he was 90
and then
make take
a little
offers.
Money at the end.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it would have lost its value, but
I think it would have been fun if he had kept the ball and then, like, if the show was still on the air. I don't even know if it's on the air now. But if he took it to, like, a Pawn Stars kind of show.
Yes.
Where he was like, what you got here? Well, I got the 600th touchdown pass of Tom Brady. Well, that's an interesting, significant moment. And then they would have, like, Rick go, Tom Brady was one of the greatest quarterbacks to have ever played in the history of the NFL. He won 17 Super Bowls and played till he was 62. And then they would talk about it. And then they'd go, I have a buddy who knows exactly what to do with this. If you don't mind, let's bring him down here. And they would authenticate it. And they would go, yeah, this looks like the ball. But
yep.
Yeah.
There's a photo of him receiving it from Mike Evans.
A 90-year-old guy would be like, oh, I've been keeping this in the family forever. I'm going to get the money to my great-grandchildren for their college education.
Yeah, why not pass it down to them? See if they can make a little coin on it.
Exactly.
You know,
well, good for Jerry. Good for Jerry to treat that ball with the respect it deserves.
Yeah. Now, the other one was a little bit of fun. This during the Manning cast, I don't know if you caught this. When Tom Brady was being interviewed by the Manning brothers, we all know Peyton Manning for the first half of that game was wearing an Ole Miss jersey.
That's right.
And where that stemmed from was, you know, Ole Miss and Tennessee played against each other. Peyton and Eli had a little friendly wager. And the wager was that the loser has to wear the other one's jersey. So Peyton actually had to wore the number 10 jersey, which was worn by Eli and his father.
Yeah, that's right.
So towards the tail end of the interview with Tom Brady, Peyton had made a comment about, hey, we'll get you out of here on this one. That way you can get to bed. You can get your beauty sleep. You should need to go put on some PJs. Go put on some pajamas. For whatever reason, I don't know how this happened. It started a little bit of a buzz within the Ole Miss community. And Ole Miss has sent a pair of pajamas to Tom Brady.
That's fantastic.
And you know, not
I
lost
think
it at all.
Somebody mentioned Ole Miss pajamas.
Yeah. I think one of them did. I think maybe Tom or maybe Peyton had said, we need to get you some Ole Miss pajamas. Because I think Tom had mentioned something about, you know, him not having an Ole Miss jersey.
Right.
Or something like that. So Ole Miss sent him a pair of pajamas.
Ole Miss, well done.
Yes.
Well done. Good
now
job.
Tom, we just need a photo of him snuggled up in his Ole Miss pajamas,
yeah, exactly.
Reflecting on Eli Manning's career.
Maybe. Maybe.
That's the part I love about it, is that, you know, the one guy who got the best of you twice. You're going to be wearing his pajamas.
Yeah, good job. That's great, Ole Miss. That's great. Good for you. Such a fine institution, Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. Didn't cost you anything. Get you some good publicity.
Sure.
And now you got the goat wearing it.
All right, what is the bad of the day?
The bad is the dumb, and the dumb is the bad. See, I struggled where to put this, and it fits both categories. And, you know, it's one of our favorite topics to talk about.
Which is?
AI.
Oh, I know. We always talk about AI.
Yeah. And, I mean, I thought about, you know, there was a dumb story where I was going to talk about Paris Hilton's wedding registry included an $880 salad spoon. But
what? $800 salad spoon?
Yeah. But, you know, I mean... Yeah. That's just the rich being rich.
Rich being rich.
Over in Egypt, they detained a human-like artistic robot named Ada, A-I-D-A.
Now, when you say detained,
they detained.
What exactly do you mean?
They detained this robot for 10 days, fearing or having concern that it was being used as a spy. I guess there's a art exposition going on in Egypt, and they decided to detain the robot, not let it, you know, participate fully into everything until they, I guess, they did their due diligence.
Are we talking like Ex Machina kind of robot where it looked like a human, but it was a robot? Or were you talking like a robot or something?
They gave it human features in the face, gave it clothes. The hands are not human. The hands are robotic. It reminds me of the Terminator.
Right, I got
you. Because I decided to investigate a little bit more on this because that's what we do on this program.
Paul Bunyan was a perfect example of that in hour one.
and this robot actually gave a TED Talk at Oxford University.
Oh, good sweet Lord.
Now, I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's 12 minutes long. Now, this cut is a little bit longer, but it kind of – that's why I kind of included it in the bad and the dumb because it's fascinating and just insanely creepy at the same time.
I got you.
Hello. I am pleased to be here at TEDx. How does technology obscure? Do we obscure ourselves through technology together? Who or what becomes invisible? And at what cost? I am Ada, the world's first ultra-realistic AI robot.
Okay,
artist.
All right, let me ask this question. Let me ask this legit question, though. No, this is legit.
Yeah.
Was that the robot making that up, or was somebody typing it in and it was just a voice simulation?
I don't know because
we had that technology.
I think
in the 80s.
I don't know if it's like a pre-programmed speech. To be honest with you,
if it's just a speech that the computer or robot is reciting, we've had that for 40 years.
Yeah,
but if that robot, I mean, I'm going. I'm
that,
going
that's why
that's,
you know,
what,
that's why I brought this one up because
if that robot is making that up on the fly, then we got a problem.
It goes, I mean, the robot goes on and talks about how it's an artist and why a robot is an artist. The creepy part came when it says, you know, I see through my eyes, which are cameras.
Yeah, see, I'm not liking this at all.
And that's how, you know, it has a more artistic. Now, you know, for me, I always thought, you know, artists kind of dive into feelings, right?
Yeah.
And that's where art comes from. It comes from feelings, which we know robots aren't supposed to have.
Right.
She is creating art in a more mathematical approach.
I got you.
So,
now, you know what, though?
I don't blame Egypt at all by the way.
I don't either for detaining a spy robot. By the way, and I have to admit, I think a lot of us, if we had grown up in a time where Hollywood, all they did was produce movies where robots were awesome all the time, then maybe we'd feel different.
If
they were all rosy, then we would be great. But they weren't. They were always trying to kill us. So therefore, we're just a little nervous about it.
Or I mean, what was it? Was it iRobot or artificial intelligence? I don't remember which one. It was either the Will Smith or the Robin Williams one, where all they were just, all they wanted, they weren't wanting to take over. They just wanted acceptance.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they really made a compelling case why they should be accepted as part of the human race.
All right. So is this the bad and the dumb together?
That's the bad and the dumb together, because at some point, I mean, we just need to stop with the whole robot and turn Skynet off.
Slow down the robots.
Yeah.
Slow them down just a little bit.
Now they're artists. We have them jumping fences and doing parkour.
I'm going to give my reminder, because we always, new listeners call the time. So if you've been with the show for a while, you've heard this before. But I'm going to give you a reminder what Elon Musk said about AI. For some of you are like, what's the big deal? Elon Musk gave a really good example of why artificial intelligence is dangerous. He gave the example of creating AI to get rid of spam email. Just simply get rid of spam email. He said AI unchecked would go through all of the possible ways it could get rid of spam email, including eliminating the person sending it. So it doesn't understand morality. So it would go through, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. And then it might be better if the person sending it just wasn't alive anymore. It just, that's how it would progress. That's what Elon Musk said. The danger of AI is it would go through every possible scenario, including eliminating people. That's why it's dangerous. So be careful. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Wednesday edition. Coming up, Mike Tomlin was asked about the USC job. So what did he say about that next on Sports Map Radio?